Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 9th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, hit and run, motorcycle, boating. If you're dealing with a personal injury, you deserve to be compensated. I send you to the best, where you can be treated like family, just like I've been from the very first day of Zaslow Show 2.0. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We've had a big day today already. Obviously, a very late release of Zaslow Show 2.0 today. So if you've been hanging out, waiting with bated breath, I'm sorry to make you wait. We had a lot going on today. We'll get to all that good stuff. Good time for me to tell you guys as well. There's so much sports going on. But don't forget, Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports coming up this season. Golf, NBA, NHL stats, MLB, all the latest news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the BetOnline website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. So, a lot of you know, I was on the Levitard show again today. A lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Got some really good feedback. So, if there are any new listeners today of Zaslow Show 2.0, because you were watching Levitard's show live this morning, you can always go back to the YouTube channel and watch if you missed my appearance. So if we have some new listeners, I really appreciate that. That's so cool. Make sure you subscribe, you like, you rate, you comment, do all that good stuff. That's great for the algorithm. I don't know how the algorithm works, but I know that if you do all that good stuff, it results in one day me getting all of the monies. So do that, and I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun today with those guys. So I was in with them, and it was Stugatz was in today. So it was three of us hosts today, and we had a bunch of guests. But what a treat. What a treat that I go in there. I see what the guest is. Now, I already told you the guest that I will not tolerate. You knew when I was there a couple weeks ago, I told everybody, I'm not doing Paul Pierce. And I'm a man of my word. I got up And I'm not interested in sitting down here. Now, he was not in studio, but I'm not interested in sitting down and Paul Pierce is on the camera right there. I'm not doing it. So today we get the list, all right? And I could see that, wow, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. That's right. Doggy is going to be on the show. Total coincidence, but everybody knows I am a major fan. He is he's a legend, obviously. He is a major influence on me. I've had him on my show several times. He doesn't know who I am or remember who I am, but that was a fun treat. So if you missed that, I had a great time being able to talk to Dog for a little bit. He is the best. That was a great coincidence. So go back and you can watch that. I think that was certainly a lot of fun. Overall, though, had a really great time with those guys. And it was excellent timing because our Florida Panthers, our favorite little hockey team, with an incredible bounce-back Game 2 victory. I will say, though, I told you guys the story yesterday. Your boy's a little... I'm day-to-day, all right? I'm a little bit banged up because, you know, I fell down the stairs yesterday morning. Yeah, yesterday morning. And, man, I'm telling you, besides that I got rug burns on my back and on the inside of my triceps, I guess. Do I have triceps? I think I probably got triceps. On the inside of my triceps. But what hurts the most is I think I really fucked up my toe, my big toe, or on the inside of that, of my right foot. It really hurts. And nothing I can do about it. I'm a hockey player. Play through it. If I was an NBA player, I'd be out for a month, all right? Even though it's my foot and I talk through my mouth. You don't talk through your feet. I'd be out for a month if I was an NBA player. I'm a hockey player, right? I play through it. But man, your boy's busted up, all right? Gotta play through it. So anyway, really fun time with Levitard today. I hope to be back on with those guys again really soon. But we got some mailbag questions. Today's Thursday. Today's show will probably be a little bit shorter because I did Levitard this morning. I wanted to make sure I got in Zaslow Show 2.0 for you guys. And tonight, I'm on ESPN Radio. I'm hosting game night. So there's a lot happening, but that's okay. That's a great thing for everybody. Also a great thing for you guys. The Memorial Day sales event going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You guys know, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, it's the only car dealership I personally endorse. And that's because we're talking incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit, and right now, you can get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. Right now, 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Outback, or you could lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Limited for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Plus, get 3 years maintenance included. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com for full details. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So we'll do some mailbag. Got a few questions from you guys. Do a little bit NBA, although Knicks Pacers was a great game last night. Your boy hardly paid attention to it. Glad we didn't. You know what? We didn't talk too much about the game on Levitard today because what ended up happening was the whole conversation about Knicks Pacers was Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller being the center of attention. So didn't do a ton of that on Levitard today, which is fine for me because I was dialed into the Panthers. You know this. And so I had the Knicks and Pacers on the small TV. Like, that looks like a pretty good game right there. But it doesn't matter because on the big TV in the Zaslow Mansion family room, the Florida Panthers are kicking the shit out of the Boston Bruins. That's right. We're beating them on the ice and we're beating them with our fists. I mean, we had a line brawl. You had everybody getting after it. You had Matthew Tkachuk. You had Matthew Tkachuk talking trash to David Pastrnak late in the game. And Pastrnak has to turn to his coach and say, "Oh, coach, please, pretty please, am I allowed to fight the mean guy? Am I allowed to fight the bully on the Florida Panthers? That guy over there is being mean to me." And then they went out to center ice and they fought. And Matthew Tkachuk punched his lights out. Punched his lights out. Flat on his back. Pastrnak, he took a fist right to the face in front of everybody. Knocked his lights out. That's what we're talking about. Pastrnak, you want to fight somebody? Hey, you could fight Matthew Tkachuk, or you could fight me next time. You choose. I don't think he's going to fight anybody. He doesn't want a piece of anyone. So the Panthers last night, they beat the shit out of the Bruins on the ice, and they beat the shit out of them with their fists. You had Montour laughing in Brad Marchand's face. Remember, Montour stuck his tongue out at him. Remember, a few years ago, Marchand, he licked another player. Licked him in the face. That Marchand, he's a rat, and we're going to treat him like a rat this entire series. The Panthers, they dominated that game last night. Let's just get right after it here, all right? The Panthers are down. I'm going to play some goals for you. The Panthers are down 1-0, all right? They're down 1-0 in the first period. But I'm nervous going into the game because it's not the same thing in hockey where if you're down 2-0, you're screwed losing the first two games at home. But you don't want to go down 2-0. So I'm nervous going into the game, but I do feel like after the first period and we're down 1-0, I was thinking to myself, I'd rather be the Panthers in this spot. I'd rather be playing well and down 1-0 after one than not playing well and up 1-0 after one. I thought the Panthers were in a better position than the Bruins after that first period. I thought the Panthers thoroughly outplayed them in that first period. Although the Bruins did, they had two tremendous scoring chances that the Panthers did get lucky on. Like Brad Marchand had that open net on the side. Puck rolled on him and he just missed the net. Like the Panthers were a little bit lucky not to be down 2, maybe even 3-0. But they outplayed them in that first period. So I felt okay. And then, all right, let's sit down. I'm boozing a little bit. I'm getting after it, you know. And then the Panthers, finally in the second period, Steven Lawrence, who had one goal in the regular season, gets his second goal in the postseason.
Swayman plays it. Wotherspoon shots it. Montour throws it towards the net. Score! Was it Lawrence in front that tipped that wrister? The Panthers have this tied at one.
Beautiful redirection there, Steven Lawrence. He gets the Panthers on the board. It's 1-1. All we're hearing about is this Swayman this, Swayman that. Hot goaltender, brick wall. You can ride him. You can get goalied. All we're hearing about is, and look, it was clearly the Panthers' MO. You got to get redirections and you got to make them uncomfortable. And it's that's why, I think it was the first shift in the game, Swayman makes a save. And what does Tkachuk do? He's doing Tkachuk shit out there. And he smacks his stick up against Swayman's chest. Look, it's a dirty pest move. And then that led to 17 seconds in the game. And that led to the first power play of the game where the guy from the Bruins, then he took Tkachuk's helmet off. And yeah, like the Bruins are going to be mad about that because Tkachuk is doing dirty pest shit to try and aggravate Swayman. That was clearly the Panthers' MO. They're going to be on top of him the whole game. So you get the redirection there. Excellent job by Lawrence. And then Sasha Barkov, he continues what right now has been a really good postseason.
Barkov escapes, seam pass, shot, Reinhardt, save, the rebound, score! Barkov, the Panthers lead.
Beautiful job there. Off the rebound, Sasha Barkov gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead, and so then we get late in the second period, and the Panthers have, like, one final chance. The seconds are ticking down, and like I say to my son, Jordan, I go, oh, one more shot. Can you get one more shot at the very end of the period? And it's like, we always say, oh, one more shot, throw it on net, and it's a miracle if it works, and it works.
Beecher tries to take the puck away from Lundell. It's gloved down. A drive that just goes wide. Lundell to the loose puck. Up top, Forsling with a shot. Score!
So they get the miracle goal at the end of the third. Plus, the Panthers, they need to get that secondary scoring from their defensemen. And Gustav Forsling, look, Aaron Ekblad was probably the worst game of his career in game one. Forsling wasn't great either. And now you already get... they got three goals. Two of them come from your fourth line center and a defenseman. Excellent job through two periods. Panthers are up 3-1. And then early in the third period, Sasha Barkov setting up your boy Itu Loisterinen.
Icing. And the linesman canceled that, so a takeaway. Reinhardt off the outside of the net. Barkov, back door. Score! Loisterinen! 4-1 Florida!
And so now with the Panthers up 4-1, the building is rocking. Don't give me this Madison Square Garden, the Knicks and Pacers, that place is on fire. Are you watching Amerant Bank Arena? Are you seeing what's going on with the Panthers beating the shit out of the Bruins? You want to catch a building that's on fire? You go put on a Panther game. Better yet, you go get to a Panther postseason game. Now, you better be saving up your money. It's very, very expensive. But you want to see a big-time playoff atmosphere, you go to Sunrise and you check out the Panthers beating the shit out of the Bruins on the ice and with their fists. Punch you right in the face, Pastrnak. Right in the face. Almost knocked your teeth out. Maybe you did knock your teeth out. Maybe you swallowed your teeth. I don't know for sure. I don't know what you're swallowing. You may have swallowed your own teeth. Anyway, they're up 4-1 at that point. And then Sasha Barkov gets his second of the game.
The Panthers to the power play, though. As it looks like Maroon was given the extra two. And so now Boqvist in the box serving the penalty. As it's left in the high slot. Barkov off the turnover. Gets a return. Barkov shoots. Score! 5-1 Panthers.
Panthers would also add a shorthanded goal as Barkov would find Brandon Montour. Made it 6-1. And look, at this point, this already started after the fourth goal. Now the Bruins are angry, so they're gooning it up out there. They're bringing the street stuff. They're trying to brawl after every goal, every whistle. And then you had the point where Pastrnak, he's asking his coach for permission to fight Chucky. And they get right out there, center ice, and Tkachuk knocks his lights out. That was an embarrassment for Pastrnak. I don't want to hear about him. Oh, he never fights. You asked permission from your coach to fight, and then you decided to fight, and you got your shit kicked in. I don't want to hear about him not trying to fight anybody. Then don't fight anybody. Then don't fight anybody. So the Panthers 1-1 now, and look, there's no real home ice advantage. You want game 7 in your building for sure. But at 1-1, it feels like, and look, this thing shifts from game to game, but it feels like the Panthers have all the momentum now because that game, forget it was 6-1. Like, they're not going to beat the Bruins again 6-1. I don't think so. But that game was so much closer to Panther hockey. In game 1, the Panther defense was terrible. We were hoping they were going to be well and rested. Instead, they were well and rusty. And a Bruin team that had a lot of trouble scoring in that series against Toronto still had trouble scoring yesterday, getting just the one goal. And now the Panthers are going to get Sam Bennett back either tomorrow or Sunday, most likely. So they're going to get deeper. And Bennett is great for this style of play. If the Bruins want to go with the goon bullshit, here's Sam Bennett. Have a nice 60 minutes. But also on top of that, now the Bruins, what was the one thing we were talking about with the Bruins going into these first couple games? Swayman. He's been so amazing. He never gives up more than 2 goals in any of these first, what are we talking, 8 playoff games. And the Panthers, they ran him. That's right. After giving up 4 goals, second period and then early third period, they ran him. And now the Bruins have a goalie situation. So we went from one extreme where the Bruins goalie, he's amazing. He's going to carry them, to all the way the other extreme where the Panthers ran his ass off the ice. Who's going to start game 3 for Boston? Who gives a fuck? We're going to light the lamp another 6 times against his ass. Huge effort by the Panthers last night. I feel great, obviously, for the Panther fan who was able to have an incredible playoff night. I mean, look, that's the thing with these games. They're super expensive, and if you went to game 1, sucks. If you went to game 2, you had the time of your life. You know, my wife said to me last night, how come you're not going to any of these games? Like, it's really expensive. You know, I had to pick and choose my spots. And that's why I decided I'm going to pick and choose my spot. Last round, game 5, we don't sweep the Lightning. Okay, let's be in the building for them to take that ass and win the series. So if we come back with a 3-1 lead, I'll probably go to game 5. and try and see the Panthers close this baby out. So I'm in a spot right now where if I'm going to plunk down the money, I probably want it to be a closeout game. But man, I feel good for all you guys who were at that game last night. You look like you provided a tremendous atmosphere for the boys. Excellent job. I was super fired up last night. I loved being able to watch that third period. Just Panthers score to go 4-1, 5-1, 6-1. Just get up, hugging my son. We're excited. I don't have to be super stressed about that final 20 minutes. Love it. What a great night here in the Zaslow Mansion. So I obviously slept great last night, but one of the reasons that I always sleep great is I got that peace of mind because I get my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance. I don't lay awake at night wondering, God forbid something happens to my home, am I going to be able to afford it? No, I have the most comprehensive insurance coverage, and I'm getting it at the most affordable rate. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. Give them a call today, get a quote, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. No matter where you're listening right now in Florida, Brunt Insurance is going to know your area because they have offices all throughout the state. That's right. So you could be calling all the way from Pensacola down to the Keys and beyond. Brunt Insurance is going to deliver you that comprehensive insurance coverage tailored exactly to your needs. I've been with them, like I said, get my homeowners for over 10 years. But most recently, a couple months ago, I also switched and got my auto insurance through Brunt Insurance. So if you're looking for affordable care that offers you the best coverage for your automobile, your motorcycle, your boat, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204. Call their team. They have the expertise and experience to find the perfect coverage for you. And that includes policies for both trailers and motorhomes. There are so many options out there. Don't do it on your own. Call Brunt Insurance. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. So the reality of the situation is the Panthers go to Boston. You want them to take two? Go to Boston. You get at least one. You're in a great spot. You come back home, 2-2, best of three, two of the games in your building. That's where we're at right now. So winning both would be phenomenal. But come back and get at least a split. Then you're feeling good about yourself. All right, you guys know what's going on here. It's Thursday. Let's do some Zaslow Show 2.0 mailbag. All right, here we go. Got a few questions here. My man CBW, he says, Zaslow, are the four teams left in the NBA East playoffs your most disliked teams? All right, Pacers, hate them. Celtics, hate them. Knicks, hate them. Cavaliers. Okay, I hate the Cavaliers only because Dan Gilbert still owns them. Hate Dan Gilbert. But I would say of the four teams remaining, I probably hate the Cavaliers the least. Like, LeBron feels so far removed from the Cavaliers. Certainly none of the players really bother me. If I'm doing it in order, hate the Celtics by far the most, then the Knicks, then the Pacers, and then really way below all of them, the Cavaliers. I mean, the Cavaliers won their first playoff series without LeBron this year since 1993. There's really not a whole lot to hate there, if we're being honest. Good question, though. Next question. Mike in West Palm. Zaslow, how do you think that fist taste from Matthew Tkachuk? Did Pasta enjoy it? Well, I don't know. I think he might have swallowed a few teeth, and that's obviously disgusting. But I'm sure it tasted disgusting because it was in front of everybody. A packed house in Amarant Bank Arena, and everybody watching on television watched David Pastrnak ask his coach pretty please, am I allowed to fight the bully on the other team? And then he got his shit kicked in. So I'm going to say that the fist probably tasted really nasty. That's just a guess. I don't know for sure. Next question. This is from Luke Zaslow. Should the Marlins relocate, and could we start from scratch with a new team? Well, they're not relocating. They have a lease for like another 30 years, all right? They're not going anywhere. They can't even if they wanted to. And start from scratch. I don't know what to tell you. You know, the fact of the matter is the Marlins are getting no play. They're getting no love on Zaslow Show 2.0. I refuse to watch. It's Bruce Sherman. I already told you. All he had to do was be not Loria. He couldn't even get that right. And then you saw how the Yelich trade, I guess, is officially complete with Monty Harrison choosing to go to school and play football. They got absolutely nothing for Yelich. And You know, the only reason people don't talk about Jeter is because Bruce Sherman is a deadbeat owner. Jeter was an abomination as a president. He's a shortstop. That's all he is. All right, next up, this question is from Jay Fish. Zaslow, do you finally agree that Tyler Hero needs to go? I can't say he needs to go if you're not telling me what they're getting, if anything, in return. Like, Kyle Lowry needed to go. They didn't need to get anything in return for Kyle Lowry. He just needed to go. So does Tyler Hero just need to go and you get nothing in return? No, of course not. If they're going to get something good for him, okay, then let's have that conversation. Finally, one more. I got time for one more. Steve, he says, Zaslow, where the hell is the wrestling podcast? One episode in like 2 weeks? Excellent question, Steve. You know we're going through some changes on my wrestling show. It's still real to me. So trying to figure out a few things. We did drop a new episode a couple days ago. I was joined by my pal Jonathan Hood from Good Karma Wrestling, from Busted Open. I think we're going to start sprinkling some pro wrestling type guests to join me. So we had a new episode of It's Still Real to Me. Wherever you get Zaslow Show 2.0, that was a couple days ago. We're going to have another episode. We're going to be back on like a regular schedule now. So expect another new episode this weekend, probably after SmackDown tomorrow night. We'll have a new episode this weekend. But I really appreciate you asking, Steve. Excellent job out of you. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. I'll tell you, you know who else was fired up last night during that Panther victory? My man, Colin, the founder and CEO of one of our great sponsors, Sheets and Giggles. One of our great, most loyal sponsors. Been with us for over a year now. Sheets and Giggles. Support the sponsors that support the show. I love having Sheets and Giggles on board because, A, I love sleeping on the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. And B, I like being able to tell you guys that if you go to SheetsGiggles.com and if you use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. I mean, what are we talking about here? I'll tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about over 100,000 Americans sleeping on Sheets and Giggles sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Make sure you're following at Sheets Giggles on Twitter because so often, like a night like last night when the Panthers win, my man Colin, he puts out a promo code, you know, Panthers win, or, you know, a night like last night, it could be Panthers 6 because they scored 6 goals, or maybe Kachuk Fist, something like that. Follow at Sheets Giggles. He's putting promo codes out all the time for you guys to get the softest bed sheets you've ever touched with your skin. But if it's your first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. That's what we're talking about. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. I'm just so happy about everything going on with the Panthers right now. Last night was so huge because it's not even just that you want them to win the series, which obviously, you want them to win the Stanley Cup, which obviously, but I just wanted to continue. It's my drugs. I mean, the anxiety that I have during the game. I love the experience of watching it with my boys, especially my younger son now, because these are two different things. That was one of the most amazing things about last year was there's a major difference between watching sports that you're super passionate about when you're a kid, teenager, whatever, and then experiencing it with your kids or your teenagers. It's two amazing, completely different experiences, and I want it to be forever. Second round, it's too quick. I want this thing to keep going. So yes, ultimately, I want that Stanley Cup, but I just want to keep watching the Panthers play hockey, and the tension is just, I mean, it's so tense, these games. And so tonight, I guess, right? Let's see what we have tonight. I don't even know for sure. I'm so dialed in on what's going on with the Panthers. Tonight, Rangers-Canes, Game 3. Canes must win for them. And Avalanche-Stars tonight, Game 2. Yeah, the West is way behind the East. Last night, Edmonton and Vancouver played Game number 1. So that's it. We got some hockey action tonight. And also, good time to remind everybody, I am hosting Game Night on ESPN Radio tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. And like I said, if we got some new listeners, I hope so, because of my appearances recently on the Levitard Show. I'm so glad to have you guys aboard. I do a lot of shows on ESPN Radio, including tonight, but Zaslow Show 2.0. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that fun stuff. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big deal or not a big deal, brought to us where we get all the big deals on all your favorite gear, and that's Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie lately? They moved to a new location a few months ago. It's the same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Everyone knows that at Caneswear, they have the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. But if you're looking for that Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami gear, no one carries a better selection of all your favorite South Florida pro sports team gear than Caneswear. Doesn't matter which South Florida team you root for, Caneswear is the spot. Miami Fan Shop. You're looking for the hats, the t-shirts, a whole lot more. Caneswear, it's more than a store, it's an experience. Make sure you pick up your new Panther gear before Game 5. There's going to be a Game 5. I believe it's Tuesday night. Make sure you stop into Caneswear this weekend. 2655 South University Drive, or check out their entire inventory right now at caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fans shop. Let's get to big deal or not a big deal. So last night, the Knicks won another tight game over the Pacers. NBA officiating really is an abomination. It's so bad. And another night that we're talking about officiating, not what cost the Pacers the game, but here was Rick Carlisle after the game, very unhappy.
You know, the whole world knows that Haliburton's got a bad back. And Hart comes up and shoves him in the back. And it's all over Twitter right now because a few people have shown it to me. And JB DeRosa's looking right at it. You can see him. He's got vision of the play. And he shoves Ty right into the corner, and there's no whistle. Right in the back. And so that was shocking, you know. And there are many others. But I can promise you that we're going to submit these tonight. New York can get ready. They'll see them too. You know, I'm always talking to our guys about not making it about the officials, but you know, we deserve a fair shot, you know, and there's not a consistent balance, and that's disappointing.
All right, I'm going big deal here because the officiating's awful, and overall, like. Rick Carlisle, I know he mentions, I don't know that he mentioned it there in that clip, but I know he mentions about small market teams should be treated fairly too. That part's bullshit. I mean, the San Antonio Spurs with their 5 championships, New Orleans wins the draft lottery, San Antonio wins the draft lottery again this year, Milwaukee wins the NBA championship a few years ago. Like, the whole small market team, like, that's a myth. All right, small market teams are not being treated differently by the NBA. Matter of fact, if anything, I mean, look at teams that are home. Lakers, Warriors. Where San Francisco is a major market. Lakers, Warriors. You look at Miami. These are major markets. They're home. That part is bullshit. But what Rick Carlisle is doing here, he's doing something that's been happening forever in that league. He is planting the seed. He knows his team has to win Game 3. They have to win Game 3. And the timing of it also, go into a new building in Indianapolis. And this way, human nature plants the seed in the officials' minds. He needs those questionable calls in his direction in Game 3 because it's a must-win for Indiana. That's all that's happening there. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, this is this morning. ESPN on Sports from like 6, 10 a.m. Eastern time every morning. My pal Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty. Here's Chris Canty this morning. He doesn't understand why Tom Thibodeau is playing his guys way too many minutes.
Does Oklahoma City need SGA on the court?
Of course.
Okay, he hasn't averaged over 40 minutes during the playoffs. Do the Timberwolves need Ant-Man on the court?
One would think.
Okay, he doesn't average over 40 minutes in the playoffs. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, need them guys on the court?
Yeah, but their surrounding cast is better than
okay,
that.
Okay, Donovan Mitchell. How about that surrounding cast? Do you think the Cavs need Donovan Mitchell on the court?
Yes.
Averaging 37 minutes a game in the postseason. Jalen Brunson is averaging 42 freaking minutes a game in the postseason. Josh Hart, you just said it.
48.2 in the last 5.
It's ridiculous.
It's more minutes than there are games.
Like again, that's the point. Like, there is a middle ground. I'm not saying that you have to have those guys on the – you don't have to have those guys on the court a lot because I think that there are some depth issues when it comes to the Knicks roster. All I'm simply saying is you can't rely on those guys playing 44, 45, 46 minutes a game. The game ain't but 48 minutes.
All right, I'm going not a big deal because I don't agree with Chris Canty at all. And I know a lot of people are making the same argument. It's not sustainable. They're playing their starters too many minutes. Don't you think that it's quite possible that their starters are playing so well because they've been playing so much throughout the regular season that they're in incredible condition and they're ready because they're able to play this much in the playoffs because they've been playing this much and their bodies are used to it? It's not as if playing less minutes is help and the load management is helping guys stay away from injury. I mean, look at all the other teams that are dealing with injuries. And Jalen Brunson, like, Ananobi, he's already listed as out for game number 3. I know Jalen Brunson is questionable. Every team is going through this type of wear and tear. The Knicks are winning. Who cares about how many? The minutes police. Who cares about the minutes police? The most important thing is to win the game in front of you and then worry about the future. Not, oh, I need to play this guy less today because I got to worry about the games down the road. No, you need to win the game in front of you. And right now, the way that Tom Thibodeau is going about it, the Knicks are 6-2 in the playoffs. And at the same time, those guys on the bench who are not playing right now. By the way, look at the injuries the Knicks are dealing with. No Julius Randle, no Bojan Bogdanovic, no Mitchell Robinson. Those are three more guys. Like, their bench has been depleted because of injuries. Don't you think that Tom Thibodeau, can we at least give the head coach the benefit of the doubt that maybe he knows his team? He's not hearing those clips by guys like Chris Canty and saying, wow, you know what? I am playing my guys a lot. Maybe I should play that other guy who I haven't played in 2 months. So, like, can't we give the benefit of the doubt that he knows his team? And this idea where there are so many timeouts during the game. There are free throws guys are resting on. There's a million challenges, replays, reviews. Who cares if they're playing most of the game? Enough with this minutes police. All right, and one more for you here. Big deal or not a big deal? Barkley last night, inside the NBA, a little over New York.
You know, if the Knicks win, that'll be good.
You care who wins, cut it out.
I don't care who wins, yeah, but I will tell you what, I would love to see them get their ass stomped by the Celtics. That'd be great.
Then you care who wins.
I mean, I'm just saying, whoever wins this series is going to get stomped by the Celtics.
Bro, you said you'd be happy to see it.
Yeah, because the New Yorkers, y'all deserve it. Because y'all think y'all the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Tell them, Chuck.
Come on, y'all ain't that good in New York.
What else, Chuck?
Come on, man. Y'all overrated.
What else, Chuck?
It's because y'all make good pizza and good bagels.
And what else, Chuck?
And what else, Brian?
And hold on, Chuck. Don't forget about the...
Oh, you know, they can't, I ain't going to say anything bad about the street meat. You know, I love the street meat. I love the street meat.
The New York Knicks.
I don't care what kind of meat it is either. It tastes good.
To a, even if you got no idea it is.
Rat,
it is.
Dog, cat, yeah. Skunk, raccoon. It tastes good. Just put that white sauce on it. That's it. Right, that's it right there. That's some good stuff, y'all.
I'm going not a big deal. Barkley's right, New York, a little overrated. The pizza's really, really good. But come on, this whole greatest city in the world, the Mecca, it's a little bit much. Barkley's right, not a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Dealer, Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals. Canes wear, get all your gear. Hurricanes, Panthers, Heat, Dolphins, Inter Miami. Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop and where you get all of the big deals. All right. Make sure you listen in tonight. ESPN Radio Game Night. Me and Q Myers. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll talk NBA. Ton of NBA to get to. Frank Vogel was just fired this afternoon. So there's a lot happening here. All right. What's his name? Patrick Beverly. He's been suspended a handful of games because of what took place at the end of the Indiana series. Listen tonight, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time, ESPN Radio Game Night. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes who helped put together another great show today. Always appreciate your hard work. You guys are the best. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.